course. "Vampires have a lot of cash, do they?" said Agnes. The town looked quite large, and pretty much like the country towns on the plains, save for a certain amount of gingerbread carving on the eaves. "Well, the family has always owned land," said Vlad, ignoring the sarcasm. "The money mounts up, you know, over the centuries, and obviously we've not enjoyed a particularly active social life."
"Or spent much on food," said Agnes.
"Yes, yes, very good." A bell started to toll somewhere above them. "Now you'll see," said Vlad, "and you'll understand."
Granny Weatherwax opened her eyes. There were flames roaring right in front of her.
"Oh," she said, "so be it, then."
"Feeling better, are we?" said Oates.
Her head spun round. Then she looked down at the steam rising from her dress. Oates ducked between the branches of two firs and threw another armful of dead wood on the flames. It hissed and spluttered.
"How long was I resting?" said Granny.
"About half an hour, I'd say."
Red light and black shadows danced among the trees. The rain had turned to sleet, but it was flashing into steam overhead.
"You did well to get a fire going in this murk," said Granny.
I thank Om for it," said Oates.
"Very kind of him, I'm sure, but we've got to get on." Granny tried to stand up. "Not far now, all downhill."
"The mule ran away," said Oates.
"We got feet, haven't we? I feel better for the rest. The fire's put a bit of life into me."
"It's too dark and far too wet. Wait until morning."
Granny pulled herself up.
"No, find a stick or something I can lean on. Go on."
"Well, there's a hazel grove just along the slope, but..."
"Just the thing. A good bit of hazel. Well, don't just stand there. I'm feeling better every minute. Off you go."
He disappeared into the dripping shadows. Granny flapped her skirts in front of the blaze to circulate some warm air, and something small and white flew up from the ashes, dancing in the fire and sleet. She picked it up from the moss where it had landed. It was a piece of thin paper, the charred corner of a page. She could just make out in the red light the words, "Of Om, aid unto Ossory Smote." The paper was attached to a burnt strip of leather binding. She regarded it for a while and then dropped it carefully into the flames as the sound of crackling twigs indicated Oates's return.
"Can you even find the way in all this?"
he said, handing her a long hazel pole.
"Yes. You go on one side of me and I've got this staff, then it's just a walk in the woods, eh?"
"You don't look better."
"Young man, if we're going to wait for me to look interesting, we'll be here for years."
She raised a hand and the wowhawk flew down out of the shadows.
"Good thing you were able to get a fire going all the same," she said, without turning round.
"I have always found that if I put my trust in Om, a way will be found," said Oates, hurrying after her.
"I reckon Om helps those who help themselves," said Granny.
Through the town of Escrow, the windows glowed as lamps were lit, and there was the sound of doors being unbolted. Over all, the bell went on ringing out through the fog.
"Normally, we congregate in the town square," said Vlad.
"It's the middle of the night," said Agnes.
"Yes, but it doesn't happen very often, and our covenant says never more than twice in a month," said Vlad. "Do you see how prosperous this place is? People are safe in Escrow. They've seen reason. No shutters on the windows, do you see? They don't have to bar their windows or hide in the cellar, which I have to admit is what people do in the less well-regulated areas of our country. They exchanged fear for security. They..."
He stumbled and steadied himself against a wall. Then he rubbed his forehead.
"Sorry, I felt a little strange. What was I saying?"
"How should I know?" snapped Agnes. "You were talking about how happy everyone is because the vampires visit or something."
"Oh, yes, yes. Because of cooperation, not enmity. Because..."
He pulled a handkerchief from his pocket and wiped his face.
"Because... well, you'll see. Is it rather cold here?"
"Just clammy," said Agnes.
"Let's get to the square," Vlad muttered. "I'm sure I shall feel better."
It was just ahead. Torches had been lit. People had congregated there, most of them with blankets across their shoulders or a coat over their nightclothes, standing around in aimless groups like people who'd heard the fire alarm but hadn't seen the smoke. One or two of them caught sight of Vlad, and there was a certain amount of coughing and shuffling. Other vampires were descending through the mist.
The Count landed gently and nodded to Agnes.